Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt. Today is day 30, Emunah, life in Messiah Yeshua. Do not be double-minded. Meditation, verse Psalm 119, 113 to 120. This begins with the Hebrew letter, Samech. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise, that I may live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up, that I may be safe, and have regard for your statutes continually. You spurn all who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Again, each verse in this section begins with the Hebrew word, Samech. Samech is a symbol of support, protection, and memory. The closed Samech is a closed round letter, represents the idea of divine support, both in the active sense that God provides support to man, and in the passive sense that man relies on him. Man's confident reliance in God's support is a mainstay of Jewish and Messianic belief. It is fundamental to man's mission on earth. King Solomon summarized all his teachings with the words, the sum of the matter. He teaches that this sum is to fear God and to adhere to his laws, teaching, and instructions. The word sum in Hebrew is written with an enlarged samech to emphasize the fundamental requirement of reliance on God's support. It has a value of 60, which depicts abundance and completeness. According to Ausios Arakiva, the perimeter of the Samech denotes God, the protector, and the interior denotes Israel, the dependent. Also, the center of the letter Samech is an allusion to the tabernacle, the place where God's presence dwelled during Israel's journey in the desert. The peripheral line of the Samech represents the camps of Israel, which surround the sanctuary. The same was the case when Israel settled in the Holy Land. The center of the Samech represents the Holy Temple, the abode of the Divine Presence. Its spiritual light could manifest itself fully only when it was encompassed by faithful followers. The Jewish nation, led by its king and high priest, who is Yeshua, with all of Israel around it, the temple could radiate holiness to the surrounding world. As it says in Isaiah 2:3, many people shall go and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Yaakov, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Yerushalayim. Just as the body receives its vitality from the heart, so the entire world receives its spiritual life from the spiritual temple above. Psalm 119, 113, I hate double-minded men, but I love your law or your Torah. Double-minded equals vain thoughts or half-heartedness, i.e. those who are not fully committed to following God's commands. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James or Yaakov 1:8. The art scroll Tehillim, I hate the irresolute who waver in their adherence to Torah, God's teaching and instructions. Psalm 119, 114, you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Are we double-minded or are we hoping in his word? The faith that pleases God, Romans 1:17. In it the righteousness of God is revealed from trust to trust, as it is written, the righteous shall live by emunah. Hebrews 10:38, but my righteous one shall live by emunah, and if he shrinks back, my soul takes no pleasure in him. Habakkuk 2:1-4, are you keeping the vision for the appointed time? Are you living by faith, emunah? Habakkuk 2:1-4, I will stand at my watch and set myself on the ramparts, and will look out to see what he will say to me, what I will answer concerning my complaint. The Lord answered me, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he who runs will read it. For the vision is yet for the appointed time, and it hurries towards the end, and won't prove false. Though it takes time, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up, it is not upright in him, but the righteous will live by his faith, or emunah. The word appoint a time is the Hebrew word moed. It means properly an appointment, that is a fixed time or season, specifically a festival, conventionally a year, by implication an assembly as convened for a definite purpose, technically the congregation, by extension the place of meeting, also a signal as appointed beforehand, a sign, a place of solemn assembly, congregation, feast, season, synagogue, set time. The word moed appears 223 times in the Tanakh. It often designates a determined time or place without any regard for the purpose. Since the Jewish festivals occurred at regular intervals, this word became closely identified with them. Moed is used in a broad sense for all religious assemblies. It also closely associated with the tabernacle itself. God met Israel there at specific times for the purpose of revealing his will. Faith is the Hebrew emunah. It means firmness, figuratively, security, moral fidelity, faith, faithfulness, set office, stability, steady, truly, truth, and verily. It means, again, firmness, steadfastness, faithfulness. This word is used in the Psalm 22 of its 49 times in the Tanakh, has its key ideas, faithfully or certainty. It is especially important in expressing God's faithfulness, a key divine attribute in the Tanakh. For further study, point one, being fully persuaded does not come by experience in the natural. Hebrews 11, 17 and 19 is being fully persuaded. Abraham had no evidence that God could raise his son. 2. Abraham hoped against hope. Hebrews 11, 19. He received Isaac in a figure. Colossians 10, 23. Ephesians 2, 12. Hebrews 6, 18 to 20. I hope so plus I believe so equals I know so. Proverbs 13, 12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. 3. Abraham, or Avraham, was strong in faith, putting the word Torah first, meditation on the word, acting on the word. Galatians 3:11, decision to live by faith. Galatians 5:6, living by faith. Receive Yeshua as a developer of your faith. Hebrews 12, verse 2. The faith that pleases God, 1 Corinthians 1:28, speak of those things that be not as though they were. Consider it's not its own body nor surrounding circumstances, staggers not at God's promises. This is the faith that pleases God. Matthew 8:5-10, believe Yahweh Elohim will perform his word, and that Yahweh Elohim's word has authority, and the believer has been given the right to the fullness of his word in Yeshua's name. The Samech is our divine support as rely and are confident in his word. We are to rely on his support, his protection, and to remember his word and walk by faith. As we take hold of his Torah, he is faithful to watch over his word to perform it in our lives. Yeshua's prayer reflects the samach of God's support, protection, and memory. John 17, Yeshua's high priestly prayer for those that would follow him. Shalom in Yeshua.